Make sure you are seated or lying down in a comfortable position. Feel free to loosen your clothing a bit so that you don't feel constrained. During the meditation session, you will be in complete control of yourself, your body, your senses, and your experiences. If you feel any discomfort or become aware of any danger, you will be able to handle it easily or will immediately return to your normal level of awareness if required. You will remember everything that happens. When you come out of the meditative state, you will feel relaxed, refreshed, and energized. Start now by closing your eyes and focusing on my words. Take a deep breath, slowly, in through your nose for a count of four. Hold for a count of four, then slowly out through your mouth for a count of four. Hold for one, two, three, four, then in through your nose, two, three, four. Hold, two, three, four. Out through your mouth, two, three, four. Hold, two, three, four. In, two, three, four. Hold, two, three, four. Out, two, three, four. Hold, two, three, four. In, two, three, four. Hold, two, three, four. Out, two, three, four. Continue the breathing pattern. In through your nose, hold, then out through your mouth, hold, then in again. Hold, then out through your mouth, hold, in through your nose. Feel the solid earth beneath your body, supporting you. It is very solid, very strong. The floor rests on beams and concrete that is cradled in solid rock and hard-packed soil, which is very dense and goes down, down, down for miles. The earth is huge, solid, and supports us. It is also very much alive and has a gentle energy we can tap into. As you breathe, in through your nose and out through your mouth, feel the solid earth beneath you. Feel the subtle energy of the earth beneath you, supporting and sustaining you. That energy flows gently into you through the ground, through the floor, through your contact with the solid earth. Feel that energy, gentle, flowing like a quiet pulse. It ebbs, it flows. Each breath in draws it up from the ground and into your body. Each breath out spreads the energy through your body, helping it to seep into your blood, your muscles, your sinews and fat, your bone. Each breath in draws more of the earth energy up into you. Each breath out helps it spread through your body, healing, relaxing, filling you with refreshing energy. Feel the energy flow in as you breathe, spreading through your body as you breathe out. In, and it seeps in. Out, and it spreads through your body even more. In, and you fill with energy. Out, and the energy heals and charges and refreshes your body. As your body becomes charged, as your body becomes energized, your inner senses become more acute. You start to realize that you are now in a safe place, a holy place, a place that is all your own. It is a place that is not a place, in a time that is not a time. It is a threshold place, a place of safety where you stand between worlds. Your body here is perfect and strong and energized. and this is your sacred, safe, protected space. It is time now to honor the elements, to ask for their blessing on your astral temple. Move to the east side of your temple space and raise your hands. Take a deep breath and feel the energy flowing through you. Feel the air moving gently about you, then moving to blow softly in your face. A glowing pentagram flares into life on the wall of the eastern boundary of your temple. Hail and welcome, powers of the east, powers of air. Blessed be. Move now to the south edge of your temple space and raise your hands. Take a deep breath and feel the energy flowing through you. Feel the heat of the sun, fires internal and external, rising and crackling. The heat bathes and bakes you from the south. You see a glowing pentagram flare into life on the wall of the southern boundary of your temple. Hail and welcome, powers of south, powers of fire. Blessed be. Move now to the west edge of your temple space and raise your hands. Take a deep breath and feel the energy flowing through you. Feel a rising mist, watery depths, a surf rising and falling and gently calling your name. Feel the movement of the waters, the liquid essence inside and out, the salty and sweet waters that beckon. You see a glowing pentagram flare into life on the wall of the western boundary of your temple. Hail and welcome, powers of the west, powers of water. Blessed be. Move now to the north side of your temple space and raise your hands. Take a deep breath and feel the energy flowing through you. Feel the dust, the dark, rich soil, the dense rocks. Sense the mountains, the expanse of desert sands, the solid body of Mother Earth. You see a glowing pentagram flare into life on the northern boundary of your temple. Hail and welcome, powers of north, powers of earth. Blessed be. Move back to the center of your temple space and pause for a moment of quiet reflection. Feel the energy of the elements pulsing around you, filling the space with their holy presence. Feel the energies merging, mingling, and becoming something much greater than the sum of their parts. Raise your hands high above. Hail and welcome, powers of the center, powers of spirit. Blessed be. The energies pulse through your temple, through your body, relaxing, refreshing, and energizing. Breathe in through your nose, hold. Breathe out through your mouth, hold. And bask in the holy energies that surround and permeate you. In, 2, 3, 4. Hold, 2, 3, 4. Out, 2, 3, 4. Hold, 2, 3, 4. In, 2, 3, 4. Hold, 2, 3, 4. Out, 2, 3, 4. This is your astral temple. It is your space and yours alone. Anything you need or desire can be found here, and everything is yours in its most perfect form. It is just a matter of looking around for it, or calling out for it, and it will be there for you. Moving around your temple space, you discover a hidden door in the east that opens into a staircase that curves up and away along a rounded wall. The stairs are solid stone, perfectly set and massive, strong and enduring. There are handrails on both sides of the stairs that you can grasp. Each step is quite wide, although it does narrow a bit towards the curved inner wall. On the wall to your right, just beside the lowest steps, you notice a large pale-colored button within easy reach. The button has a symbol on it, an arrow pointing up along the staircase. You reach over out of curiosity and press the button. You hear three gentle chimes, and then there is a puff of air coming from behind that lifts you up and carries you softly up the stairs. The staircase is long, always curving around and around, so that it feels like you're always at the edge of becoming dizzy. The soft yet surprisingly strong wind carries you up, up, whooshing and ever curving to follow the stairs, past the occasional small window in the outer wall. Despite there are no obvious lights, candles, or torches along the wall, the staircase is lit with a gentle suffusing glow that comes from everywhere. Before you can really start to wonder about where the light is coming from, the breeze comes to the top of the stairs and sets you down quietly on the landing at the top. There is another door before you set in a wall of stone. The door is large and sturdy with metal bands for extra reinforcement. You get the idea that if the door were to be shut and locked, nothing would be able to get through. There is a sculpted door knocker in the middle of the door about head height. The door knocker is formed to look like the head of a humanoid creature, some sort of friendly goblin or fairy, with the large metal knocker ring held in its mouth. You reach up and grasp the knocker ring tentatively, tapping it gently against the metal rest below the head. The head opens its eyes, looks at you with a sparkle of recognition, and then manages to say, "Welcome, friend," around the ring held tightly in its mouth. The door creaks open before you, enticing you into the room beyond. You step inside to see where you are. The room is circular, with a series of large leaded glass windows all around the perimeter. The windows each have latches on them so that you can open them. The ceiling above you is domed and appears to be made of an amazing framework of leaded glass as well. It looks like a beautiful stained glass flower blooming above your head. There is a comfortable-looking wooden chair off to one side, and an adjustable stand for holding books. It looks like you could use it to read while sitting in the chair, or raise it so it could hold a book while you are standing, or lowered to hold a book while you are sitting on the floor. There is a massive, ancient-looking book on the stand, lying there closed and waiting to be examined. There are also a series of freestanding candle holders around the room, placed at regular intervals along the edge of the wall. The stands are wrought iron, but don't look like they'd be hard to move around if you wanted to place them somewhere specific. There are large white candles already mounted on each of these stands. Apart from that, the room looks pretty empty. You go to one of the windows and peer through to see what is outside. The view is spectacular. You are quite high up, so high that you get a gorgeous view of the landscape. Looking one way, you can see mountains topped with snowy caps off in the distance, thick forests stretching a long way. In another direction, you can see a large body of water, light dancing on the waves in ever-shifting sparkles. You can also see human habitation off in the distant horizons. Perhaps these are towns or even a city. There is so much to see from this vantage. You can open a window if you like, and lean out over the strong railing to feel the sweet breezes that slip around the tower. If you open a few windows, you can get a wonderful cross breeze through the tower room. As you are moving around the room, looking out the different windows, you discover that there is a small storage closet, more of a cubbyhole, in the room as well. When you open the small door, you find all sorts of interesting things tucked away in there. You find what looks like an elaborate antique telescope, a device for measuring the position of stars, and many other things carefully tucked away. There is even a wooden chest in here with all sorts of nice surprises just waiting to be discovered. Take your time examining the contents of the storage closet and exploring the tower room some more. It is yours, a safe place where you can retreat for quiet meditation, study, or just to be alone. You can also invite others to come here with you if you like. But since this space is yours, only those you invite will be allowed in. The guardian of the tower door will not allow unwelcome visitors to enter, no matter if they are physical or not. Exploring the tower room and its contents, be sure to put things back in their places and tidy up. When you are ready to leave, thank the door guardian, and the stairs will take you down again. Every time you attempt to meditate like this, every time you go within like this, you will find that it is easier and easier to do. Your experiences will become more vivid, more real, each time you attempt to reach these states of awareness. You will find your awareness unfolding, new insights and abilities coming forward for you. You will also find that things will come more easily to you. You will be more in control. As the spirit realms become more familiar, you will find yourself more relaxed, more empowered. And this strength and empowerment will remain with you no matter where you are or what you are doing, whether you are awake or asleep or in a meditative or spiritual state like you are now. Breathe in the energy. Feel it coursing through your body, healing and charging you with energy. You are being cleansed softly, gently, and made whole. You are at peace. A mist gathers around you until you can see nothing but the gentle, moving whiteness. It caresses your body. It has a faint scent that brings back memories of feeling safe. The mist is warm, inviting, and healing. Everything is quiet and serene in the mist. And then the mist dissolves, and you find yourself coming back to your physical body, back into your physical senses. The mist dissipates and you can feel your body again. Feel your arms, your legs, the ground beneath you. Breathe deeply and feel energized as you return to your normal senses, your normal state of being. Move your fingers, then move your arms slowly, then shift and move your body and stretch when you're ready. And when you're completely back, open your eyes and sit up comfortably. You're safe. Back in your body, at ease and rested and filled with energy and inspiration.